With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by PrizePicks. PrizePicks is DFS simplified. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use promo code SGP for a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io. That's SoBet.io. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm Talon Jenkins, joined with our host. We have Joel Meyer and Ryan Gilbert. Boys, how the fuck are we doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Just had a full day of hockey, almost 12 straight hours there. A lot of good action there. So it's excited to talk about tomorrow's slate now.
Yeah, we've had some good times here betting hockey, but right now I'm sweating some tennis bets, you know, the Australian Open. It's good times out here because I can actually bet this all night long, you know, with the time zone difference and all that. So it's the one time of year I can bet tennis without any distractions.
You know what? I'm kind of there with you a little bit in theory. I've been getting absolutely fucking rinsed in hockey, but I just won $400 on Hideki Matsuyama winning the fucking Sony Open for me. So, you know, even when I'm up, I'm down. Eh? Even when we're up, we're down.
I was on that too, man.
Oh, were you on that? Did you hit it? Dude, it was I had like 17-1 or some shit like that.
That's awesome. No, I had I just bet rest of world plus 140. So I just put a bunch on that. So I got cheer for everyone and not from Europe or North America or USA. And that worked out.
Yeah, that's a fun fucking bet, dude, for sure. All right, before we get going here, we'll jump in what we always do. Guys, go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be when it comes down to, like, college hoops, basketball, you know, fucking playoff football has been rocking and rolling. Hockey season's well on the way. There's some sweet golf going on. That's definitely the place to be. Go check it out, the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. And, of course, shout out to all of our pals in the Sports Gambling Podcast Network Slack channel, especially the hockey group going on in there. We'll say it every show, fucking 2-3 times. It's an absolute blast in there. The place has been popping off lately. If you're not in the Slack channel and you listen to the show, join the fucking Slack, man. Like, it's a lot of fun. Joel's always in there talking shit, fucking stirring the pot. Ryan's throwing some bets in, you know, I'll throw some KHL shit in there or whatever. It's always banging in the fucking Slack group. So check that out. Join the Slack.
Yeah, it's a great time in there, and you can check out the tennis channel too for Joel's overnight tennis bets. That's great. And you know, we love the hockey channel. And make sure you're subscribing to the Hockey Gambling Podcast feed. We drop it there as soon as we're done recording, done editing. We drop it there before the Sports Gambling Podcast Network feed. So make sure you subscribe to that wherever you listen to your podcasts. For Apple, you can go to sg.pn/hockey, and for Spotify, you can go to sg.pn/hockeys. Subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review to let us know what you think.
All right. I don't want to do this next part, but we got to do this next part. We're going into our last shows, Mortal Locks, Dogs, and Totals. Let me get mine out of the way first. I went 0-for-fucking-3 again. Boys, I think I've gotten one pick in our last fucking 4 shows. You know how fucking horrible I feel right now? If you're fading me, fucking buy your mortgage right now. Get whatever tickets to whatever fucking show you need because you can afford it. Fade me. That's all I can say. I'm on the biggest cooler I've ever been on in my fucking life. I'm not even going to say my bets today. I got absolutely rinsed. Not even getting into it. I am in a fucking cooler in the NHL. But we got to go into it. My lock had Pittsburgh Moneyline versus LA -145. They got blown the fuck up. Joel was right. LA's playing good, except for today, apparently, when they get absolutely fucking shelled. But that's, you know, just my luck. What can you do? Shocker. For my dog, I had a St. Louis puck line for Seattle. Nope, of course that doesn't fucking hit. Blues just decide they're going to be shit, +115. Not going to happen. For my total, Dallas, Florida, -6.5, -110. There's fucking 6 goals before the third period, for fuck's sakes. So I don't know, man. Just fade me. That's all I can say. Just fade me.
I mean, I'm not doing that much better as far as the show's lock dog totals are concerned. I do feel better overall on my picks. I feel like I had a good weekend, had a good week. Just these picks just weren't doing it for me. My lock was the Hurricanes -1.5, +105. They did not score a goal against the Columbus Blue Jackets in that game. They lost 6-0, which was my total. I had the over 6. I thought Carolina could score 6. It turned out it was those Blue Jackets. They scored 6 to push it. The dog, I had the big dog, the Flyers, +200, 3-2 loss. They had a late push there with the goalie pulled. Couldn't get it done. So 0-2 for me. Just fade me too right now. Just it's not going well.
Well, I'm still carrying the pod.
Oh, fuck you.
It's a lonely duty, but someone's got to do it. Yeah, but to be honest, I didn't have a winning day after the last episode we had, but I did hit 2 of the 3 locks we had here, including the Jets -140. I thought that they were the better team there. Oh man, I'm struggling to remember who they played. I don't remember. Anyway, that was a pretty easy one. I remember. I think it was like 3-0 or at one point. Anyway, the Kings were my dog at +125. Yeah, they handled the fuck, man. I can't remember these games, but anyway, they won.
Penguins, I think.
Pittsburgh, yeah, that's good.
No, that wasn't that Saturday.
I thought it was. No, it was Friday.
No, it was Thursday. Okay,
that was Thursday because
yeah, I was on talent. The Pens on Saturday. Right. Okay, right. Got it. Smoke, oh yeah. Another one. Yeah. This is almost a week ago. Okay. And my total did not get there though. It was in the same game as my lock there. Detroit, that's who they played, right? Yeah, they got bullied by the Jets, but yeah, they didn't let many goals in, so over 6 did not hit either. Or I shouldn't say either because the Jets won. Anyway, I can't remember shit. Carry on.
All right. Fucking glad we got that out of the way. Things are going to change on this show, though. I got a feeling, Ryan. It's yeah. Got to switch, man. Like, there's no way this keeps on going on.
We can't get worse. That's a good thing.
That's a good point. All right, moving down to your NHL news and discussion topics. Truth be told, nothing too substantial happened from the last time we recorded, but you know, we got a couple things here that we can go through. Officially, the IIHF says individual NHL players will not be accepted into the Olympics, which to me is such a fucking pussy move. Like, it's literally got nothing. You should be begging to have these guys here. Who fucking gives a shit? We're gonna have what? College US players, OHL players, AHL players going fucking European leagues and shit. If you're the IIHF, you shouldn't be instituting this. This should come down from like Gary Bettman saying, you know, we're going to fine or offer suspensions to players that choose to go or whatever. If you're the IIHF, you're just doing this out of spite, and all you're doing is ruining your goddamn product.
Yeah, we said when they first pulled out that, like, it would have been good to see some NHLers go, just leave it up to them. Obviously, this is what they kind of have to do to try to just keep their relationship, whatever. But, like, yeah, it's going to suck. I mean, we had Team USA was announced. It's a bunch of, like, young guys. There's a few washed up ex-NHLers, AHLers. So it's going to be exciting to see those young guys get a chance. But it would have been much more exciting to see the best in the world go at it for gold.
Yeah, I'm no expert in international hockey relations, but I think that this is the IIHF trying to stay with on the good side of the NHL for future negotiations. But that said, it is kind of bullshit. These guys should have a choice in whether they go or not. It's possible that the NHL doesn't want them to go find some loopholes, so they get the IIHF on board and help close those loopholes. I don't know. But either way, it's a sad situation, and yeah, it sucks having to keep talking about it, but it's what we got to do. But it'll still be fun, you know, seeing the guys we don't see every day in the NHL play at least. So I'm still looking forward to it.
From a gambling point of view, it's a bit of a bummer, but I guess there'll still be some good matchups, you know, when you get, you know, your Sweden versus Finland rivalries and shit like that. There'll be some good hockey regardless, I suppose. Moving down here, looks like Ottawa Senators have a bit of a loss here. Looks like forward Connor Brown expected to be out at least 3 weeks with a broken jaw. Guys, I don't know how much you know about Connor Brown. The guy's got some skill. He grew up playing, not grew up, but he played a lot of junior hockey with Connor McDavid back in Erie Otters. Had a lot of points there, obviously, just feeding McDavid the fucking puck. Former Leaf, too, and played pretty well for us. We were all pretty bummed out to see him go to Ottawa, but it is what it is. And this is going to be a bit of a hit for a Sens team. They're looking to, I don't want to say turn their season around, but it sucks.
Yeah, Ottawa has back-to-back wins now. It looks like they're trying to, like, put something together. Brown is 19 points in 26 games, most of those assists. So it might see some goal scoring down from some of the top guys. But, yeah, it's Ottawa's a young team that needs pretty much all the help they can get. So for them, it sucks to see him go down, especially when they're trying to put something together here.
We wouldn't be talking about this if this guy wasn't a Leafs player. So. Good old talent finding the news. I got nothing to say here. It's just 3 weeks.
Yeah. All right, moving down. Speaking of things that absolutely fucking suck right now, boys, the Edmonton Oilers are playing like a bunch of sack of shit. Like, this team looks terrible. They can't get a fucking save. Besides two guys, they can't score a goddamn goal. And the whole team just looks absolutely depressed. What the fuck's going on in Edmonton?
Yeah, we talked about this last show, too. Like, what are they going to finally do to kind of help that out? Like, what are they going to do? They're rumored to be close to signing Evander Kane. I know he's not going to really make a huge difference, especially defensively or goaltending at all. Or maybe even he could hurt the locker room chemistry there. You never know. I don't know. You have McDavid. You have Draisaitl. They made horrible decisions signing some of the defensemen they did, getting Duncan Keith, signing some of the forwards too. Like they just need better management overall. They can't rely on McDavid and Draisaitl to carry them to the playoffs. Even though they might get back there this season, they're not going to be this bad for the rest of the year. We're still not even halfway through, but they have some things to figure out there in Edmonton, definitely.
They're not going to win a lot of games consistently the way they play. You know, they depend too much on the power play, and they have a shitty goalie, and they don't have any defenders who can actually defend. So they got holes all over the place, and this is what happens when their power play is not working at a 50% clip. They're going to lose a lot of games. No matter who they put in there, Stuart Skinner or Mike Smith or fucking cost them wins or whatever you call them. So, yeah, they got a lot of work to do. Ken Holland I think he's a little over his head now. He hasn't been great since the whole salary cap era started. He's just living off the glory years.
I was about to say, is Ken Holland, like, actually a low-key bad GM?
Yeah, in the past 10-plus years, for sure.
100%. If you look at, like, some of his signings and shit, I was listening to a podcast earlier today, and they were reading off, like, all of his signings over the last 10 years. I don't have them listed off the top of my head, but when you sign Justin Advocator to two different contracts with about 7 years worth of fucking salary, that speaks volumes right there. So maybe Ken Holland ain't the golden boy that the folks in Edmonton thought they were going to be getting, eh?
Yeah, looks that way. Yeah, Oilers are in trouble.
Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. New users can bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. Plus, you can get up to $1,500 as a free bet on WynnBET if you make a first deposit of $20 or more. Whatever your first wager is, WynnBET will match it 200%. For example, if you bet $100, you'll get a $200 free bet. The max wager match is $750 for a $1,500 match. Why not use some of those bonuses to bet on our Mortal Locks this week? Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com. Have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and I know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NHL DFS prop game on the market. They offer more NHL props than any other DFS prop operator and offers all the superstar players as well as the bottom six grinders. They offer any prop you can think of, from shots to goals and everything in between. You can pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections to win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you against the projected numbers. They allow mixed sport entries as well, so you can take the over on a Connor McDavid prop combined with the under on a LeBron James prop in the same entry. You can use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. So don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com and use promo code SGP to get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Or go to your app store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy.
All right, boys. Well, we got about an 8-game slate here on the Tuesday night. Are you ready to fucking jump right into it or what?
Let's get into it.
Okay, it looks like the games are for Tuesday, January the 18th. We'll start things off. Like I said, 8-game slate. We'll get her going. 7 p.m. slot. We have the Winnipeg Jets against the Washington Capitals. Game itself is in Washington. Looks like Winnipeg moneyline pays off plus 115. Washington moneyline minus 135. The over-under is set at 5.5. Overpaying minus 115. The underpaying minus 105. I'll kick us off here, gentlemen. I'm kind of leaning towards Washington on the money line here, minus 135. I know there's no TJ Oshie. I know no John Carlson. That kind of hurts the cause. But regardless, the Caps are still 10-5-5 at home, and the Jets are kind of a mid 7-6-4 on the road. I'll take the Caps here, paying off minus 135 on the money line.
Yeah, this is one of the games I don't really have a solid play for yet, or maybe I might not at all. I would probably lean to Winnipeg. I mean, Winnipeg's won 3 of 4 since the break. Their only loss was to Colorado, who's really good, and they still got 35 shots in that game. Colorado had 3 power play goals, so the 7-1 loss may have probably been closer there. Washington lost 5 of their last 6. Their only win was against the Islanders, who aren't really playing that well. So I would lean to Winnipeg here, possibly the over. You could see two high-scoring teams here, but I this is one of the games I'm kind of staying away from.
I've got a couple strong plays here. First of all, I like the Capitals, like Talon there. I think they want to bounce back from losing to the Canucks. They're down TJ Oshie, of course, still. And John Carlson, I think he just got COVID, so he'll miss this game as well. That's a big loss. But the Jets also have a lot of problems with injuries and COVID. I don't know if they have Nikolaj Ehlers back yet. I think he was on the COVID list. We'll see if he gets back, but they're also missing, of course, Stastny and Brendan Dillon and young guy Svechnikov, Blake Wheeler, of course. So I think the Capitals are in a good spot here, but I like the under even better, under 6, paying off minus 120 because the Capitals, they are a strong defensive team now, and the Jets, of course, they have Connor Hellebuyck net, and he's playing much better than he was at the beginning of the year. So I like the Capitals here. They're top five in expected goals against. So I think that they can keep this to a 3-4-1 game and cover the under six.
All right, moving again down to the 7 p.m. slate here. We got the game of the night. We got the fucking Buffalo Sabres against the Ottawa Senators. Game itself is in Ottawa. Looks like Buffalo moneyline pays off plus 120. Ottawa moneyline minus 140. The over-under set at 6. Both over-under paying off minus 110. Jolie, back to you, bud. What do you think?
If this were a closer line, I might like the Senators more, but I don't trust them as minus 140 favorites, even against the Sabres. I know the Sabres are showing their true colors now. They're a really bad team. And I think they're on a back-to-back too, right? So it's tempting to take Ottawa here. I do lean that way, but I wouldn't be surprised here if Buffalo get it done. I don't mind an over six, you know, just a very sloppy game, just goals going in all the place, two bad goalies. Yeah, those would be my leans. Ottawa and over six, question mark.
You know, early in the season, we got screwed by the Ottawa Senators so many times. We swore them off. They were in timeout. We weren't betting them again. You know, it's a new year. They're starting to turn things around, and they're at home against the Sabres. The Sabres have played. Sabres are on no rest, back to back. They lost in overtime to Detroit. They were really worn down in the third period in overtime. They looked horrible. So it's going to be a back to back for them with travel going up to Ottawa. Ottawa's won two straight games. They huge underdogs. They beat one in Calgary, one in Edmonton. Buffalo's 0-7 on 0 days rest. This season, they're 0-3-4. So they did force overtime four times, but 0-7. They have not won a game on no days rest. They have a league worst 34.94 expected goals for percentage since the break. They have the lowest expected goals for total since the break. Like, this is fading Buffalo while also kind of looking at Ottawa trying to have a fresh start after they played one game in a month. They got shut out 6-0. Now they came back from the break here with two good wins. Coming back home, I feel like they have more skill just with Tkachuk, Stutzel, Shabbat, all those guys. They're a better team. I like the Senators here a lot at minus 140.
Yeah, I'm right there with Ryan. I was not expecting that hard of a breakdown for such a shit game, but everything he just said backs up everything that I have. Sens moneyline minus 140 has to be the play. Sens on a two-game winning streak after dominating Alberta, beating up on the Flames, beating up on the fucking Oilers, and Buffalo on a back-to-back, like you said, on a road back-to-back as well. It's not looking pretty here, so it's a pretty fucking trash game, but Give me the Sennies, minus 140. Let's get pesky, baby. Moving down again to the 7 p.m. slot, we got the New York Islanders against the Philadelphia Flyers. Holy fuck, what a mess they've been. Game itself is in Philly. This is a night two of a home-and-home back-to-back?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. New York Islanders moneyline paying off minus 125. Philadelphia moneyline plus 105. Over under set at 5.5. The over pays minus 105. The under minus 115. Ryan, what do you got for us, bud?
The Flyers are looking better at times in their games. They didn't really look good at all against the Islanders after kind of showing something against the Rangers and Boston in their previous two losses. They've now lost 8 in a row. They previously lost 10 in a row this season, as we all remember. The Islanders are, since the break, they're 4-1. Their only loss was to Washington. So you have to lean to the Islanders here. They're not big of a favorite, minus 125. But my best play here is the under. Martin Jones started on Monday, so it will be Carter Hart at home on Tuesday. The Flyers have had four straight unders in five of their past six. The Islanders have had five straight unders in seven of their past eight. It was a 4-1 game with an empty net goal on Monday night. There was a live total was 3.5 after a scoreless first period. So you have to go with the under here. That's under 5.5 at minus 115.
Yeah, looking at the expected goals here, the Flyers are number one still in expected goals against. And yet I can't help but agree with Ryan with the under. So that just tells us how poorly these teams are putting in the net. Yeah, I don't have a strong feel. I would lean to the Isles here as well. Just the better team, more desperate team. They got a lot of work to do to have a chance to make it in the playoffs. they're way behind, but they also have tons of games in hand. So I think that they're the desperate team here. And when the Isles win, they typically win lower scoring games, even this year when their defense is not as good as previous years. So, yeah, I would give the under as a lean.
Yeah, you guys, you both hit the nail right on the head there. The under, it looks pretty enticing. I like that a lot, too. Islanders, they started Sorokin tonight, I believe, which means that Varlamov should get the nod tomorrow. And that's another pretty goddamn good goalie there. So with the matchup of Varlamov and Carter Hart, the under is pretty appealing at 5.5, paying off -115. And I also do like the Islanders as well. Philly, 8 losses in a row, you said? Holy yep. shit. How do you not take the Islanders at this point? Like, obviously, anything can happen, and, like, you know, it's not like the Islanders are much to write home about right now or this year either, but still, like, fuck, dude, I gotta fade the Flyers here. I'm sorry, bud.
No, go for it.
All right. Moving down to the 8 p.m. slot here, we probably got one of the better, if not the best, game of the night. We got the Carolina Hurricanes against the Boston Bruins. Game itself is in Boston. Carolina moneyline paying off +110. Boston moneyline -130. The over-under set at 5.5. Both over-under paying off -110. Boys, my play for this, Boston moneyline -130. And I do like Boston team total as well. Bruins are currently on a 5-game winning streak. And they're at home in the Garden. That's a deadly combo right there as well. Do you know, I've said it before the show. Do you know how many times I've seen Frederik Andersen get his absolute fucking tits lit by Boston in the past, you know, 6 years? It hurts, okay? So that's why I'm kind of leaning towards the Boston team total on that alone. Not to say that it's going to be, you know, a crazy blowout game or whatever, but if the number's at 3.5 or something, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see it hit. But Bruins moneyline -130, that's my play.
I didn't believe in Boston early in the year. They didn't really have many impressive wins, but you know, now they're starting to impress me. They got 5 wins in a row. They're 8 wins in 9 games since the break. I mean, they've been playing really good hockey. They've been beating some pretty good teams here. They're at home. They're 12-6-1 at home. So I feel like this is a short line -130. Carolina is good, but they have been kind of lackluster recently. They had that 6-0 loss to Columbus. They lost to Florida in overtime before that. They did just beat Vancouver, but I still feel like going into Boston, they got Rask back. They're healthy now. They got the perfection line split up, and that's kind of helping them even more to kind of have more depth to their offensive line. So Boston has the best expected goals for since the break as well, 60.78%. So I'm liking Boston here. I'm also liking the first period over 1.5. Ooh. That's hit in 7 of the past 10 games for both Boston and Carolina. There have been 22 goals in each of their last 10 games in the first period, so averaging 2.2 goals a game. It's hit in the last 5 Bruins games and 4 of the past 5 Hurricanes games. So that's a quick play there if you want to get a first period play in.
Oh, man, what is going on here? You guys both like the Bruins, and I'm not so much. First time in, seems like months, I think I'm picking against the Bruins in this spot, just because of the quality of the Canes. We know that the Bruins love to defend the Garden. They're an excellent home team traditionally, but this year, not quite as much, 12-7. But the Canes, they're just as good away from home as they are at home. 13-5 there. The Canes are a much better team, but they are a better team. And giving them as a dogs, that you don't get that very often, especially not this year, the way they've started. I love the Canes in this spot. You know, we got Grizzlick out for the Bruins. We know we got Natchez is out for the Canes with the COVID, but I think that's Grizzlick's a bigger loss, I think, to the Bruins. So I think that the Canes are the pick in this one at +110. But yeah, like you said, this is the game of the night for sure. And I'm glad that it's a 5 o'clock start or 8 o'clock start for you Easterners, because you get more eyes in this one instead of being buried with the rest of the 7 o'clock games.
I believe this is at 7. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm seeing 7.
Oh. Thanks, Tal. I'm looking at the
show. I got nothing to say. I'm sorry. I fucked that up.
It's still by far the best game at 7 o'clock. It should be getting most of the eyes anyway.
Let's call it 7:30 and split the difference. All right, moving down here to the 8 p.m. slot for sure. We got the Vancouver Canucks versus the Nashville Predators. Game itself is in Nashville. It looks like Vancouver moneyline pays off +155. Nashville moneyline -180. Over under set at 5.5. Both over and under paying off -110. Joel, what do you got here, bud?
You know, you wouldn't think that the Canucks are having a good road trip, but sometimes the results don't tell the whole story. They've played well in every single game they've played, even against the good teams, the Panthers, Lightning, and the Canes they lost to. But they beat, finally, they won one of these games against the Caps, and they've been playing pretty consistently across all these games, even though the scores don't really reflect that. So they're having, from a longer-term view, a successful road trip. Even though they want the points, they need the points to get in the playoffs. I think that they can put up a good effort here against the Preds, who will be starting David Rittich, I believe, with Saros playing today in a pretty intense fare against the Blues. You know, the Blues like to beat you up, so I think the Preds will be damaged. And I don't think that they'll get up for the Canucks, even after a loss. Even at home, I think the Canucks are a valuable pick here at +155. They've been playing great. Yeah, hopefully the real Demko shows up, because he's let in some softies in this road trip. He's actually been arguably one of their worst players, which is not something you'd say often about him this season.
Yeah, Predators coming in off a tough back-to-back. They took a 2-0 lead in the first period in St. Louis. It was tied up before the end of the period. So, and Blues eventually won 5-3. Saros gave up 5 goals. You are going to have Rittich in net. So the Canucks here, +155, I think, are a strong play. As Joel said, they did play well on their road trip. Even when they got beat 5-2 in Florida, they outshot them 44-26. So that there were chances there. They were getting the shots. So I think this is a big line for them. +155 is a little bit too much. It's a back-to-back for Nashville. Vancouver has had one day off. In this season, when they have one day off after a win, they're 7-1-1. Damn. So that's just a little sat there. I feel like you're going to have Demko versus Rittich. It should be. You have a better goalie. You have a team that's playing better recently. So, yeah, +155 for Vancouver is my play here.
Now, +155 is decent for Van. Nashville, -180, a little bit heavy to take, even though they are the big, strong home favorites. What I do like the most here, gentlemen, is the over at 5.5, paying off -110. You guys said it, big save. Dave Rittich is supposed to get the start here, especially with Nashville coming off a back-to-back. He has a record of 3-1-1, which is good, but a goals against average of 3.04 and a save percentage of 0.884, which is not good. And Joel, you touched on it. Thatcher Demko gave up 15 goals in the last 4 games. So the over sitting at 5.5 here, I think that might have to be my play for sure.
That's a good play. Yeah, Nashville's given up 4 goals or more in 4 straight. I just noticed that. So especially that was with Saros in that too. So yeah, mm-hmm. Over's looking good.
We're brought to you by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. The NFL playoffs are in full swing and prop swappers are cashing in. Like Will from Arizona, who on Sunday night sold his $50 100-1 49ers Super Bowl ticket for $500 on PropSwap. Will locked in his profit when he turned his $50 bet into $500. The buyer got great odds, and the seller made 10 times his bet. PropSwap has thousands of buyers across the country, so you'll always find the best odds and collect the most money for your bets. Hurry and download the free PropSwap app today. PropSwap has fantastic features like filtering listed tickets based on the best value. There's a free activity feed to stay in the know with all the big sales and red hot tickets for sale. They have a loyalty rewards program that turns your ticket sales into extra bonus cash. And there's a first deposit cash match. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will match your deposit up to $500. So what are you waiting for? Join the real sports bettors on PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. We're brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the matchups. You can cash out for gift cards when your bets hit and even help raise money for charity along the way. It's a brand new company looking to grow their early adopter community. It's a slick app and it's fun to use. One of the reasons we love it is they also offer prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can get in on some prop bets on Better Fantasy. It's totally free to play. Download today for iPhone and Android. Check them out today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN.
All right, moving down to the 8:30 p.m. slot here. We got the Montreal Canadiens, or should I say Le Habitat du la Sac à Shit, against the Dallas Stars. The game itself is in Dallas. Montreal money line is paying off plus 210. Dallas money line minus 265. Dallas on the puck line plus 100. The over under set at 5.5. Over paying off minus 105. The under minus 115. I just said it. The Habs are a fucking train wreck right now. I haven't watched. I don't know if anybody has. What's the fucking point? But I don't see how you don't take like either Dallas team total, Dallas on the puck line, Dallas in regulation. Maybe parlay all three of them. That's my pick. I'm going to go with Dallas on the puck line here, paying off plus 100.
You got to go with Dallas here, even though they are coming off two kind of bad losses, 7-1 in Florida, 3-1 in Tampa. They had a 2-1 loss in St. Louis. You know, now they're back at home. They've won five in a row at home. They're 14-4. Montreal's 2-19 on the road. So like just based off that alone, you kind of have to go for Dallas. It's a back-to-back for Montreal after they lost 5-2 in Arizona, have to travel down to Dallas. They're 1-3-1 on no days rest. Montreal, four of their last five losses have been by more two goals or more, so I kind of like Dallas here on the puck line at plus 100.
Guys, this line is way off. You know what? The Coyotes were favored against the Canadiens. The Stars would be at least as much favorite against the Coyotes. So I don't know why it's only minus 265 on the money line. So I love Dallas in this spot. You said it yourself. They're much better at home than on the road. The splits are pretty crazy. Let's see here. They're, what did you say there? Yeah, 14-4 at home, 4-13 away from home. And you know what? They're at home here. And the Canes are shit no matter if they're in Montreal or not in Montreal. They're the worst. Just these are the counting stats. Worst goals a game. Worst defending goals a game. It's like, you don't even have to look at advanced analytics to know that this is a really shitty team. Everything favors Dallas in the spot. Their power play is going to light them up. This is a great bounce back spot for them after losing a few games. Coming home, they get to come home to this borderline QMJHL team. So, Yeah, Dallas all over the place here.
All right, moving down to the 9 p.m. slot here. We got the Florida Panthers against the Calgary Flames. Game itself is in Calgary. Looks like Florida money line pays off minus 125. Calgary on the money line plus 105. Over under is set at 6.5. Overpaying plus 105. The under minus 125. Ryan, what do you think here, bud?
This line seems kind of crazy with the Panthers only being minus 125 after putting up 9 goals in the last game and 7 before that. But they're on the road. They're only 5-4-5 on the road. So 5 wins in 14 games there, opposed to 21-3 at home. So they're going to be playing a lot of road games coming up. This is a big test for them, but still they're really hot. They already beat the Flames since the break on January 4th. They won 6-2. They've had 4 goals or more in all 9 games since the break, outscoring teams 54-24 in those 9 games. Calgary's allowed 4 or more goals in 4 straight and 5 of their past 6. Interesting stat here, the Flames on 3 days rest or more this season are just 1-3, and 3 of those games went over. So I like Florida here. I like Florida team total over 3.5 at plus 110. I like the over 6.5 at plus 105. And I also have some first period bets too. Like the first period over 1.5, it's hit in 9 of the last 10 Florida games. It's hit in 4 of the past 5 Flames games, and possibly Florida first period on the money line. Just so if it's a tie, it's no bet. They've won 6 of the past 10. They've only lost one time, and Calgary's only won 1 of the past 10 first periods. So a lot of bets there. Florida team total, the over, first period over, Florida first period. Hopefully the Panthers don't shit the bed.
Every bet possible, just take it.
Yeah.
Panthers are playing lights out right now. They're just destroying everybody in front of them. It's like they should be in a different league at times. But those are all home games, and we'll have to see how they travel. They can carry that form on the road. yeah, we'll have to see how the Panthers travel here. Their away form is not nearly as good as their home, as I said. Only 5-9. So yeah, they haven't even actually played that many road games. So we'll see. We'll see how Calgary responds too after losing to the Senators, getting really rocked by them. That's got to be a little embarrassing. So we'll see if they get some little vengeance, I guess. Though this is a much better opponent. So what worries me about the over is that it's two elite goalies here. Bobrovsky's playing a lot better than he was in the middle stretch of the season. And, of course, Jacob Markstrom, he can always show up. Like, he's got 5 shutouts. That's pretty damn good. So, yeah, I would take Florida in this spot, just the way they've been playing. I do expect them to play a little better on the road than they were in the past, just because they're in such great form right now. Everything's clicking. Everything's firing. So, yeah, I would bet Florida here.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of goalie games. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of goalie games. Fucking KRS-One, baby. We got a goalie game here. I know Ryan's leaning heavy towards the over at 6.5, but I like exactly what Joel just said. That's a high number, man. 6.5. I know that Calgary's been struggling a bit lately, and Florida's been firing it on all cylinders. But we got two elite goalies here. Sergei Bobrovsky, 19-3-3 record, 2.47 goals against average, 0.921 save percentage. Absolutely incredible. Jakob Markstrom, 12-8-5 record, 2.23 goals against average, a 0.924 save percentage, and 5 fucking shutouts on the year. This has potential to be a goalie game. If you're going to give me that high of a number at 6.5, I'm going to fucking take it all day long here. I also do love Florida on the money line here, paid off -125. What did we say? Calgary's on a 4-game losing streak, and Florida's on a 4-game winning streak here. Now, Joel brought up a good point. Maybe we'll have to see how they travel on the road here. Might be kind of iffy. Their record's not looking that great with a 5-4-5, but Calgary's home record is only 4-4-4 as well. So neither team too big to write home about in the scenario we're currently at. Give me Florida on the money line. Give me that fucking under at 6.5 to top it off. All right, moving down to 10:30 p.m. here. The final game we have on the Tuesday slate. We got the Tampa Bay Lightning against the Los Angeles Kings. Game itself is in L.A. Looks like Tampa Bay money line pays off -170. Los Angeles money line +140. The over and under set at 5.5. Overpaying -120. The under +100. Now, this is a toughie because L.A. has been playing pretty decent lately. They got burnt today, and they will be coming off a back-to-back for this game here. -170 is a bit too heavy for me to lay on Tampa on the money line. I really don't like LA coming off a back-to-back right now against this good of a team. I don't know what the odds are to pay off, but I'm probably going to end up sprinkling Tampa Bay in regulation.
Yeah, I think that's a solid play here with Tampa's kind of, you got Kucherov's back. He's played in 5 games. He's had 9 points, including that hat trick he had. I mean, the Lightning are kind of just rolling right now. They're fully healthy for once, and Palat's questionable, but they have Stamkos, they have Point, they have Hedman, they have Kucherov, they have Vasi. They've been huge favorites their past 6 games. They won 5 out of 6. Their only loss was against Boston. L.A., came out just completely shit to bed. Timo Meier had 5 goals against them. I was heavy on the Kings on Monday, so I am a little salty there, but I still like the Lightning here if you can get him in regulation. Or the puck line. The Kings' last 3 losses were all by 2 or more goals, and Tampa Bay's 3 last 5 wins were all by 2 or more goals. So I think the puck line is plus odds, so that might be something to look at. +150.
Mm.
Yeah, I think this is a tough one to call as well. I might take the under here just because the goalies, the Kings in the back-to-back, sometimes that leads to a little sluggishness, and they'll want to tighten things up after getting destroyed. Timo Meier got 5 goals, so they'll want to stop that from happening. You don't want to be facing Kucherov after that, so they'll be trying to do their best to avoid the bad penalty. Avoid the sloppy play on the defensive side. I would lean under here. It's really hard to pick a side. I love the way the Kings been playing the past week or so, at home at least. Not so much on Monday against the Sharks, but they've been playing some good teams and actually outperforming them, like the Penguins especially. +150 is a little high. So if I had to pick a side, I'd take the Kings, take a shot with them, hope for a little bit of a look at spot here for the Lightning. If I had to bet this game, I would take the under.
Since when did sports betting become so rigid? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via text, QR codes, and links, among other methods. No money is transacted on the app, and it is purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see who can hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want, as long as somebody is on the other side to accept. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io, that's SoBet.io today, to join the revolution. The SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss us an app review and download the SGPN app today. And don't forget, make sure you head over to prizepicks.com and get signed up today to get that 100% deposit bonus using promo code SGP.
All right, fellas, that pretty much covers the Tuesday slate. We can jump into the Wednesday slate here. We got three games, not a big total. At the time of recording, we couldn't find any lines up, but we'll do the same thing we've been doing the past couple shows. We'll run through them, you know, any predictions, anything we might be leaning towards a little bit. We'll kick it off with at the 7 p.m. slot, we have the Arizona Coyotes against the New Jersey Devils. Fuck, man, I don't even know the play. I don't know. Like, fuck it. Give me the Desert Dogs. Don't give a shit.
I would lean Devils here. They're 9-7-3 at home. Arizona 4-11-3 on the road. But Arizona just did have that big win against Montreal 5-2. Devils just had back-to-back losses on the road. It's really tough here. These are not two great teams, and they're also both have some people on the COVID list that could be affecting things. So I lean to the Devils, but I don't know what the highest odds I would take them at.
Yeah, this is definitely not one you really want to bet on a Monday night. Unless you've just been watching nothing but Devils hockey and you got inside track on how they are and you know exactly what the line will open up at. This is not something that that I'm really confident in either way, just like you guys. So it sucks too because it's a Wednesday. There's not a lot of games on, so we're forced to watch this shit. So maybe just an over for the entertainment.
That's never a bad way to go. Yeah. Just hope for goals. Maybe before puck drop, we'll flip a coin or some shit and throw it up in the Slack group and see what happens. Who knows? All right. Well, the good news is you don't got to wait long to get a real fucking game. At the 7:30 slot, we got the fucking Toronto Maple Leafs against the New York Rangers. Game itself is in New York. Boys, this might kill me to say out loud. I'm not fucking saying it. Give me the Leafs. Give me the Leafs regulation. Give me the Leafs puck line. Give me the Leafs money line. Under two. I'm going to take the under. Jack Campbell hasn't been looking that great lately, but anytime you got Campbell and Shesterkin going against each other, I don't mind that either. So that's the play. Leafs regulation, Leafs puck line, Leafs money line, Jack Campbell shutout. There you go.
Yeah, can we get that goalie game sound going again? I mean,
that's the sound of goalie games.
Yeah, this is a prime goalie game. These teams have played twice this season already, both 2-1 games. I mean, two great goalies, but they're also two good offenses too. But I don't know, Shesterkin is just really good this year, and Jack Campbell has been solid. Both teams really good. Rangers have had four straight under 5.5. They pushed to 6 before that and had two under 5.5 before that. So I would have to go with the under here. Rangers at home. The Rangers this season are an under team. They have 12 overs, 25 unders. So yeah, the under here is the play.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Definitely an under. Toronto, they got involved in that shootout against the Blues. I think that Sheldon Keefe will want to tighten things up. That's not the way that they're going to win in the playoffs, and it's all about the playoffs for this team. So they got to learn how to play that way. They're not going to win with the shootouts like they tried to in the past seasons, but they have to win these under games. And I think that after that 11-12 goal thrill or whatever ended up being against the Blues, they'll want to revert to more of a defensive structure when Campbell can't save you every game. Meanwhile, the Rangers, of course, you said unders all the time. They can't score except on the power play, and Shesterkin saves everything. So we're good on both sides for the under. So, yeah, it's a consensus here.
Boys, we got, like, the Cold War in net here. We got fucking American Jack Campbell against that sneaky Russian fucking Igor Shesterkin. Who knows what's going to happen, man? Who knows? If only there's a player from Cuba or some shit. History lesson on the podcast. Let's fucking go.
You know what? You could say that the Cold War wasn't under, right? Because there wasn't a lot of casualties.
Exactly. There you fucking go, Joey. Love it, buddy. Love
what
it.
Is happening?
Sounds like somebody doesn't know history, Ryan.
That's right.
That those Canadian public school systems really did well for us, eh, bud? All right. Moving down to the 9 p.m. slot here. Last game on the docket. We got the Colorado Avalanche against the Anaheim Ducks. Jolie, what do you think is going to happen in this game?
What do you think is going to happen? I don't actually know. The Avs, we know they're the best team in the league. The Lions will always tell you that. Everybody's always going to bet the Avs. Just grows and grows and grows every game. So, yeah, as soon as the line pops, you might as well bet the Avs. Let's get a better number that way. And if you like the Ducks, yeah, just wait, because you never know. The Avs are still a hockey team, and hockey teams lose sometimes. So, you know, I'll be betting the Avs, but... As for an objective stance, I don't really know at this point. I know the Avs are on a ridiculous home winning streak. I think might be a franchise record right now. I think that's what I saw. But yeah, we saw them struggle against the Coyotes at home. So, yeah, they are fallible, and the Ducks might be able to get them in this spot. But you know, I'll be betting the Avs. Yeah, we're just setting the table for you here. The Avs, they got everybody healthy pretty much. Oh, wait. And then Chushkin's on the COVID list. I did not see that. That's actually a big deal because this guy is the most underrated player on the team. Analytically, he is awesome. He's awesome from the eye test as well. He just brings it every night. He's got the forechecking power. He sets plays up. He's got the energy, the drive. So that's kind of a big loss. But you look at the Ducks, they are struggling too. They got Troy Terry on the COVID list. They got Milano out, Fowler out. Oh, man. Okay, I changed it. Bet the Avs. The Ducks are missing half their team. They're even missing Stolarz too, so, and Gibson. Oh, my goodness. Who's going to play a net that I got to remember his name. But
Dostal? Dostal?
Yeah, yeah, that's the guy, so... Yeah, the Avs are going to light him up.
Get fucked. Yeah.
I mean, Gibson might be back. He was on the COVID list as of last Thursday, so it has been, it'll be almost a week on Wednesday, but yeah, Stolarz was out at Saturday, so he's not going to be playing. Fowler Saturday, not going to be playing. Terry Friday, not playing. No, the Avs are on the road here. This game is in the Quack Palace, so you have Colorado's 9-8 on the road. I kind of like the Ducks on the puck line could be a sneaky play. They're 27-14 against the spread this season. They've played some close games, and the Avs have had a lot of close games recently. Besides that 5-0 win in Arizona, they have one goal wins in their last five wins or four wins outside of that, including two in a shootout, one in overtime, playing a lot of close games. So you could see the Ducks on the puck line +1.5. I've also been doing some like +2.5 parlayed with like over 5.5 in the game, maybe something like that to get decent odds. Don't count out the Ducks at home here to keep it close.
Oh fuck, dude! This every time I thought I wanted to say something, you guys totally like changed my mind. It was like, okay, I want the over, and it's like, okay, well, fucking half of Anaheim's not even playing. I don't fucking know, man. I'm going to go for something stupid and greasy. Give me Kyle Makar shot total. Probably be sitting around over 2.5 or something like that. I'll take that. Give me Nathan, not Austin Matthews, McKinnon shot total. It'll probably be at like 3.5 or 4.5. I'll take that. And fuck it. Give me Anaheim to win the opening faceoff. I know you can bet it on Betway. I'm going to fucking take it. I'm looking right now. Faceoff percentage. Anaheim is tied for 16th in the league. At 49.6%.
Avs can't win a face off.
Avs are 28th in the league at 47.2%. So opening draw, give me the fucking Ducks in the Quack Palace.
I love it. That's the best bet of the night.
your McKinnon Sog prop hit last Friday, so I bet
there
that.
There you go, baby. There you go. That's that's all I'm saying. All right. Oh, fuck. Joel, you can read this next part.
Oh, we're going over the units. All right. Let's see. Ryan leads the way with minus 10.2 units. Talon's right behind him at minus 9.71 units. And I'm struggling in third at plus 7.32 units. So I got to catch up to these guys.
Shut the fuck. What is this goal play? Oh, fuck. All right, we'll jump into our locks, dogs, and total here. Ryan, you and I got to fucking get our shit together, okay? This is the pivotal moment. Right now, we're St. Louis in the heading into the All-Star break a couple years ago. We're in fucking last. We're getting crushed. But I can fucking feel that tide changing. Kick us off, Ryan. What the fuck do we got here?
Yeah, this is the time here. I had the big breakdown earlier. You said, give me the Ottawa Senators as my lock, minus 140. I'm going back right back to him. You know, it's 2 months off. I'm going back at him. It's fading Buffalo. Oh, Buffalo's horrible on back to backs. Ottawa's has back to back wins. So minus 140 Ottawa is my lock. For my dog, I'm going with the Canucks plus 155. They're playing well, not getting the results. It should be David Riddick. You got Nashville coming off a tough loss in St. Louis. So I feel like plus 155 is great value there. I feel like they can definitely win that. And my total, I was going back and forth on this one, but Panthers Flames over 6.5. The Panthers are just scoring at will right now. They put up 9, they put up 7. It could be a goalie game, could get completely screwed, but I'm taking the over 6.5 at plus 105.
All right, I'll jump into it next year. For my lock, I'm taking the New York Islanders against the Flyers, money line paying off minus 125. We talked about it a bit earlier. Yeah, Flyers are starting Carter Hart and they're at home, but they're also on an 8-game losing streak. Both teams are on back-to-backs and Semyon Varlamov is going to be a net for the Islanders. If this doesn't hit, I don't fucking know what's going to happen. For my dog, this is such a greasy shit move. I got Dallas puck line plus 100 versus Montreal. It's still a dog, goddammit. It's plus money. It's only plus 100, but it still counts. If this team doesn't beat Montreal by 2 goals, I don't know. I'm just getting depressed even talking about this shit. For my total, this is one I talked myself into. I really do like from the stats I said earlier. I really, really like this play. I'm hoping it fucking works. Thatcher Demko is going to shove it up my hoop, though. I got a feeling. I'm taking Nashville and Vancouver at the over at 5.5, paying off minus 110. Talked about earlier, big save Dave Riddick doesn't have the greatest stat record. Nashville is on a back-to-back itself. Demko's let in 15 goals in the last 4 games, for fuck's sakes. I'm just praying to God that this fucking hits.
For myself, I'm piggybacking off of Talon. I don't know why I'm doing that, but I am. I'm going with the Stars in regulation at minus 160. So, yeah, a lot more expensive price there, but it's going to cash. It's slightly safer than the puck line, but yeah, I like both. For the dog, Canes at plus 110. I don't know if this is the right time to jump up the Bruins. They've been very kind to me the past couple of weeks, but the Canes have as well, generally speaking. Fuck them for that 0-6 loss to the Blue Jackets. The total, it was hard picking a total in this one, guys. I might even end up, last time my total actually lost that I picked, and the one that I was going to pick initially won. So now I'm thinking of switching
this,
again.
This fucking
game. Just make a fucking pick. Come on.
Okay. You got the wiggle.
All right. All right, I'll stick with the initial pick. Let's hope it gets there this time. The Jets and the Capitals, under six, at minus 120.
We said it before, man. Joel's fucking Neo just reading the board. He's just reading the code right now, man. But fucking Ryan and I, we're fucking Agent Smith, bud. We're coming for you. We're gunning for you. Look the fuck out.
Yeah, both these teams, the Jets have the better goalie and the Capitals have much better defense. I hope that they both complement each other and then we get a low scoring game here and Ovechkin doesn't go crazy with four power play goals or whatever. One more thing. We got a certain someone in the Slack there. He was asking for us to give our consensus picks. Ooh. So if you guys can think of a few plays in here we all liked. I know we all like the under in the Isles Flyers game, and I think we all like the Islanders.
There was another one.
We all like Dallas, obviously, against Montreal in regulation or puck line, I feel like.
And the under in the Rangers-Leafs.
Yeah. On Wednesday, yeah. Yeah. Did we all like Florida, too? I mean, that's...
They're on
the road though. It's iffy.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Calgary could be like a sneaky little dog there.
Was it the over in the Nashville Vancouver game?
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Be careful though.
Parlay these thing. Together.
Yeah, parlay everyone together. All right, for next show, we'll put a bit more thought into this one and have it officially docked out and ready to go beforehand.
Yeah, we'll have an HGP parlay.
There you go. All right, guys, we're wrapping things up here. We'll say what we always do. Go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be. College hoops, you know, regular NBA basketball, playoff football, hockey, golf. Fucking tennis, you name it, it's there. And you know what, give it a month or so, month and a couple weeks, and March Madness will be right around the fucking corner too, right? So keep a good eye out on the website. That'll be a lot of good information there. And of course, shout out to everybody in the fucking Hockey Channel Slack group in the Sports Gambling Podcast Network Slack. I don't know how many times I can say this. If you're not in the fucking Slack group, get in the Slack group. It's a fucking awesome time. It's an absolute blast. We're just hanging out. We're kicking. We're talking shit. I guarantee I could open it up right now and there would be something fucking funny to look at. So, yeah, shout out to all of our pals and friends in that fucking Slack group.
Yeah, you can find the Slack group. Just go to the website. There's a Slack tab. You can go to sg.pm/Slack. You know, just you can reach out to Talon and I on Twitter or Joel if he eventually makes a Twitter. So, plenty of ways to find us there. Also, make sure you subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. We're seeing the downloads growing. We're seeing the growth. We appreciate it. So make sure you subscribe there. If it's on Apple, you can go to sg.pn/hockey. For Spotify, is sg.pn/hockeys. Leave us a rating review. It just helps us grow even more. It helps us reach even more ears.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well said, buddy. I meant to say this, too. Did you guys see the fake-ass Vegas Golden Knights blow a 3-goal lead and give a 5 unanswered to Pittsburgh tonight?
Fuck off.
I am Talon Jenkins. You can find me at Twitter at Talon_Jenkins94.
I'm Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at rgilbertsop.
I'm Joel Meyer, and you can find me betting tennis all night, fading all the Canadians at the Australian Open.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.